Good evening, folks. This is Julie Hewitt. I'm the chair pro tem, calling this meeting to order. This is a regular meeting of the Pacifico National Board open session. It's Thursday, February 3rd, and we're beginning the meeting at 8:35. Would the recording secretary, Mariana Dane, please call the roll?
I will do so. Is the volume acceptable?
Yes.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Okay. Bert Cohen.
I need, this is Heather. I need to say he didn't get the link. I just emailed it to him, so he should be on in a moment.
Okay. We'll call around again. Jim Dingman. We'll go around a second time.
Vanessa. Yeah, I'm here.
Good. Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Good. Don Goldmacher.
Present.
Good. Heather Gray.
I'm here.
Good. Donna Grimes.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Evelia Jones? I'll go around a second time. Ali Laxa?
Present.
Good. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Good. James McFadden?
Present.
Good. Darlene Pagano?
Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. John Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Sharon Salam. We'll try again. Mark van Landout.
Present.
Good. Beth van Gunten.
Present.
Good.
Present.
Got it. Egberto Willy.
Present.
Bueno. Susan Young.
Present.
Present. Okay. We were missing Bert Cohen.
Oh, I'm here.
Glad to hear it. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Evelia Jones. I'm hearing nothing. Sharon Salam. One more. Sharon Salam. So I hear nothing from Evelia Jones or Sharon Salam. Okay, other people. Stephanie Wells.
Present.
Good. Julia Kennard. Is Julie on the call?
Chair, I can speak to that when Marianne is done calling the roll.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev. Oh, come on.
I'm here. Figuring out which ones to unmute.
Is Arthur Schwartz on the call yet? Evidently not. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Good, and I believe I'm here. We do have a quorum. We have two board members unaccounted for.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is James.
Yes, go ahead, James.
Thank you. I just got a text message from Julia, our CFO, asking me, has the meeting been canceled? There are only three of us on the call. So cool. I'm not sure if she's on a Maestro call or... I'm not sure what happened there. I'm going to call her now and see what's going on.
I can tell you what happened. The order in which you have the Zoom links is wrong. Mm. We're all on the executive session Zoom if you read the email carefully.
Oh. There's only one Zoom.
Yeah.
And it's this
there
one.
Are
and
two
only...
Zooms. Well, sorry, the email I'm
looking at. May I be recognized?
At,
Go ahead.
Sorry, yes. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, as helpful as he's trying to be, the other speaker is speaking without being recognized.
Yes, thank you.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Mr. Goldmacher.
Yes, if you look carefully, the email sent at 3:35 a.m., you will see an open session dial-in listed first, which is where the other three people are, and then you have Zoom info below for executive session. And that Zoom link in this email is second, and it points toward an executive session, which is where we're all sitting now, because I tried to dial in on the earlier on the first Zoom link, and that's not where I think the other three people are sitting. Thank you.
Chair, this is Paulina. I can explain that.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Basically, the information in the email that is sent out automatically by KPFTX is incorrect. I don't know who can fix that, maybe Otis. So all of that should be ignored, and the prior board knew about that. We've been faithfully ignoring it for a year, but we forgot to mention it to the new board and actually figure out how to fix it and not just ignore it. But I don't, yeah, I believe it would be up to Otis, perhaps. Thank you.
What can be done?
Excuse me. So the question is, are the three people who can't get on, are they Julia and Avelia and Sharon who are missing?
Chair, I believe Avelia's joined the call.
Thanks. Avelia, are you on?
I am here. Thank you.
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, this is James.
James, go ahead.
I can just tell you, I know that Julia is one of those who's waiting on the other location.
How do we fix it?
Well, we just get Julia to join this call and tell whoever else is on that call with her. Hang on one moment. I will send the information to Julia so that she knows what to do and can share it with the other person. If people could just be patient for one moment.
And this is Lydia. I'm on the call.
Thanks, Lydia.
I need to hop back over and get Alex and Sharon. They're on the other one. That's where I was with them. So I'll come back in a minute.
Got it. Okay, so it looks like we are rectifying that situation. So that's good. So I'm not going to send my email to Julia anymore. And so let me get rid of that because that's blocking my... Okay, so the next item on the agenda was excused absences. Avelia is on the call. Did anyone hear from Sharon Salam? All right, so, oops, I skipped over report out from the closed session of the January 20th, 2022, PNB meeting. And the report out is as follows. The PNB met in closed session to discuss proprietary financial and legal matters. Okay. And we have no excused absences. Identifying timekeepers. I need a timekeeper for people. Any volunteers?
This is Heather. I'll be glad to do it.
Thank you, Heather. And I need a volunteer timekeeper for agenda items.
Chair, this is Lawrence. If you'd like me to, I will do it.
Thank you, Lawrence. All right, so the next item on the agenda is agenda approval. That's a five-minute item, and what I will try to do now is, excuse me, read through, not in gory detail, but read through the agenda and give people a sense of what's on the agenda. Item number three, approve minutes of open sessions. Item four, motion on the proposed amendment to the Articles of Incorporation. Number five, nomination of officers for the 2022 PNB. 5B, there's a motion on the election of officers for 2022 PNB. Number six, summary of the work of the 2021 PNB. Number seven, committee reports, of which there are a bunch of sub-items there, which I will not read through. Number eight, motion on standing committees and motion on additional committees. Number nine, executive director report and Q&A. Number 10, CFO report and Q&A. 11, unfinished business. 12, new business. 13, adjourned to closed session. And I'm not going to read through the motions that are listed on the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you, Bert.
Sharon.
Second. Ali.
I'm waiting for a second, but the email that I received that says open session agenda does not have an agenda. It just has reports from committees. Can you tell me which email has the actual agenda?
That was a reply using that email.
I see.
The original email. The original email went out.
I can tell you the original email went out at 6:39 Pacific Standard Time yesterday. And the subject line is PNB open session agenda and minutes for approval plus Zoom info.
Chair, this is Lawrence. When it's appropriate, can I be recognized?
Yeah, hang on one second. I heard somebody second. Who was that?
Second. Yeah, Donna Grimes.
Thank you, Donna. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, Donna Grimes. Thank you.
Okay, so I would like to request postponement of the PNB Governance Committee report for 2021 and the Elections Committee report for 2021 to the next scheduled PNB meeting.
Was that a motion?
Yeah, I guess that's a motion. I just want the directors to have time to process and digest the information. Because it was sent after the deadline that you requested, Chair.
Got it. Thanks. A second on the motion from Lawrence.
I second.
Thank you, Jim.
Pardon my interruption, Lawrence. Could you repeat that because I was typing something else and didn't catch it? Sorry.
Chair, may I?
Yes. Go ahead.
So what I said. Madam Secretary, is that I move to postpone the PNB Elections Committee Report 2021 and the PNB Governance Committee Report 2021 to the next scheduled meeting.
Marianne, those are items 7K and 7D.
Thank you. 7K.
And that motion's been seconded. Any objections to Lawrence's motion?
This is James. I think I have an amendment.
Go ahead, James.
I'd like to add the Finance Committee report to that as well. I have a report that I was initially asked to write describing the Finance Committee for the new members, but I don't have a detailed report yet. Still working on that with the with NETA.
Fair enough. Would anyone like to second James's?
I second that.
Thank you, Jim. Any objections to James's amendment? Hearing none, the amendment goes to the motion. Any objections to Lawrence's motion as amended by James? Hearing none. The agenda is amended. Are there other amendments to any other amendments to the agenda? I see Ali Lex's hand up and I see Lawrence's hand up.
Am I recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Ali.
As far as the Personnel Committee report, Sandra Rawline will not be on this call. But as a member of the Personnel Committee, I'm prepared to deliver the Personnel Committee report for 2021, if that's okay.
Great. Thank you. Lawrence, your point?
A point of information, Chair. When it comes to these committee reports, should I allocate a total time or should I just go 5 minutes at a time?
No, the 5 minutes at a time, because I think we're not going to keep order if we, or, you know, it's not fair to all the committees unless we do the individual times.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other motions to amend the agenda? A are people not going to move some of the things from the closed session to the open session? Should I do that?
I'm not, well, what are they trying to accomplish in moving it? Why not do it tonight?
So one thing, Bert, you need to be recognized.
Of course.
But it's a fair question. It's not that we wouldn't do them tonight. It's that we would move them from tonight's closed session to tonight's open session because they're items that, perhaps more appropriately belong in open session.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes. Go ahead, Donna.
I was just going to, Ms. Salam is here.
Oh.
The role.
Yes.
Yes.
Sharon Salam is here.
Yes, I had called in, obviously, on with Alex and Julia. We were on the wrong case.
Did you get that, Marianne?
I did. Thank you.
Okay, great. Is no one interested in moving those items from the closed session to the open session?
So moved.
Those were items. Hang on. I'll say it for Marianne's benefit.
Thank you.
the items that should be moved from the closed session to the open session are... Wait a minute, I'm looking at the open session. That won't help.
You want a second?
Go ahead and have a second.
Beth, second.
Thank you. Oh, I see what the problem is. Sorry, folks. And now I'm organized. The items to move from the closed agenda to the open agenda are number 7, the motion on idle funds. And number 8A, motion from the KPFA LSB. And can I just get one of the KPFA directors to confirm for my benefit that KPFA LSB motion was approved in KPFA LSB open session?
Not here.
Is there no one who knows the answer to that question?
Could you repeat the question?
The question is, was motion 8A on the closed agenda, which is a motion from the KPFA LSB? It's something that's been carried over from several meetings.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, did the KPFA LSB pass that motion in open session of the KPFA LSB?
Julie, this is Paulina.
Yes.
My understanding is that yes, and I believe this board decided to deal with it in a closed session due to the fact that it would be unavoidable to talk about legal issues.
Ah, okay. So.
Madam Chair, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia. Go ahead.
I believe that motion will be mooted by the passage of the Articles of Incorporation.
I believe you are correct. And so the question is, should we deal with the mooting of it in open session? Or do we have to talk about it in closed session? But if it's mooted, let's talk about it in open session. It makes sense. Let's move it to the open session. Okay. Any objections to moving those two items from the closed session to the motion to move those two items from the closed session to the open session? Oh, we didn't say where they would go on the agenda. The motion on idle funds, which was number 7 on the closed, should be, let's do it right before the ED report. So that would be kind of 8C. Not that it has anything to do with 8A or B. And let's just put the other motion right after it. Any objections to that motion to the agenda? All right. Hearing none.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
You may be recognized.
So we are, thank you. We are at time for this item on agenda approval.
Awesome. Let's just, cause voting doesn't count as part of the time. Let's just see if there are any objections to approving the fully amended agenda. Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay. So then the next item on the agenda, which is a 5-minute item, is approving minutes of the open sessions of January 13th and January 27th. Does everyone have the minutes? And are there any corrections to the minutes for the January 13th meeting?
Chair, this is Paulina, if I may.
Paulina, go ahead.
Or after Susan. That's fine. I got one amendment by email from Don Goldmacher. And I believe it's just to include the fact that he moved the motion on reports in writing. And I will do that and we'll send it out.
This is Alex. I can't offer formally a correction, but if somebody wants to hear it, I have a correction.
I'll entertain it. Go ahead, Alex.
I forget which set of minutes, but it has the phrase that the parliamentarian ruled on something. The parliamentarian does not rule on anything. The parliamentarian provides an opinion. So that has to be changed wherever that is found.
Thank you.
Noted.
Thank you, Alex.
Duly noted. Won't do it again.
Thank you. So should we consider those minutes not quite ready for approval this evening then? And move on to the next item? Are there any changes to the January 27th minutes? Those were the ones you were talking about, Paulina.
Yes.
Okay. And we don't know which minutes Alex's suggested change.
We do not. It might be in closed minutes as well.
Okay.
I don't know.
So perhaps we're not approving any minutes tonight, and we will try and catch up at the next meeting.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
There's no reason why you can't approve the minutes this evening and do the corrections in the future.
That is an excellent point. Are there any objections to approving the minutes for this evening with the possibility that if people identify corrections, we can always make those corrections in the future?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I don't object, but I have a question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
My question is, would it be appropriate to approve the minutes pending any corrections or modifications? This is known as they are posted on the KPFT portal.
I think the idea is that we would simply, and Mr. Tatum can correct me if I'm wrong, but the idea is that we go ahead and approve the minutes. Any minutes are always subject to further correction, basically at any point. It's not the case that just because you approve them that you can no longer make any edits to them. Is that not correct, Mr. Tatum?
That is absolutely correct.
Thank you. So I would argue, Lawrence, that if we were going to approve the minutes, we should just approve them, not provisionally approve them.
Thank you, Chair. That sounds reasonable to me. Thank you.
Are there any objections to approving the minutes of January 13th and 27th? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Again, folks, if you see anything, please bring them to our attention and we will, if we need to, we'll reapprove those minutes later in the road, down the road. All right. Now we're at item number 4 on the agenda, which is the proposed amendment of the Articles of Incorporation and LSB voting on the same, There's two motions there, and this item is supposed to take 10 minutes, Lawrence. Okay.
You got the chair.
And this is Lydia?
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so let me see. I'm not sure which motion proposed. Yeah, the actual amendment.
Yes.
Okay, so just as a matter of background, we are a tax-exempt organization. It doesn't automatically give us the tax exemption for property taxes of our properties. We have to file. We have to get the exemption. We've had it for completely for KPFT building. We had it partially for KPFK. That should also be in its entirety to zero. And KPFA had it, and then that exemption was revoked based on the following, and this is I am reading from the State Board of Equalization Property Tax Department, which says, to hold an active organizational clearance certificate, which is needed for that exemption, your organization's articles of incorporation must contain an acceptable irrevocable dedication clause and an acceptable dissolution clause. And it says, in your amendment of articles of incorporation dated March 4th, 1968, do not meet the statutory language requirements as they use the phrase to charitable purposes or operating one or more commercial educational FM television stations. And it says, please note that the IDDC must only contain one or more qualifying purposes as specified by the California Revenue and Tax Code, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, they gave us a couple of they gave us some examples of the text to use, which is what is before you in the motion. And the problem then becomes, and this affected KPFA the most, because they, when they submitted their tax exemption application, it triggered something that completely obliged them to pay a very high tax, a full tax, on their properties, which accumulated for now, I think, 10 years were going on. And so, however, it also affects KPFK as well, because our taxes were originally reduced, but not entirely. And even though, and so, you know, the same principle applies. So what we did was, because there was so much, because our bylaws require a membership vote to change the text, that, and last year between the LSB elections and the referendum, we didn't want to risk that sending out another membership vote would have the risk of not being passed. And so our attorneys filed a writ of mandate, and that writ of mandate, hold on just a second, reads, was finally, it took quite a while to get this through, but this is what the court signed, what the judge signed. And we did, in order to file this, we did pass the language that you're being asked to vote on again. This was voted on October 22nd in order to file the writ of mandate. So we are newly voting on it because the bylaws also require that it be passed by the LSB, and everything has to be done within the same month. Okay, so the court judgment reads, on October 22nd, 2020, oh, yes, this is not last year, the year before, the Board of Directors of the Pacifica Foundation approved an amendment to Article 8 of the Articles of Incorporation of Pacifica. Pacifica's bylaws, voting requirements applicable to member approval of the amendment may be dispensed with for purposes of approving the amendment, and the amendment need be approved by a vote of the board and delegates of Pacifica only. And this was just signed on, we had a court date on the 19th, and the ruling was filed on the 22nd, I believe. Anyway, so that's where we are. So we are simply adjusting our text, which the context, I mean, what it reads is almost identical to what we already have, but this is required for our tax exemption on all of our properties and on the new station that we, the new station site that we intend to buy in Houston. So it's really important that we pass this. Then when you read our bylaws, it requires 2/3 vote, so we need to have a roll call vote, both on the PMB and at all of the LSBs. So I hope all the directors make sure they take a roll call vote so that we can establish for our attorneys who are dealing with this that we did in fact, pass the 2/3, threshold of all members. That's 2/3 of all members.
There's
Mud.
Thank you, Lydia.
Can I
jump? Go ahead, Arthur.
Chair, hold on, please, Mr. Schwartz, hold on a second. Chair, do I stop the clock when board members are speaking, or I already started the clock, but it's already, what should I do?
I think it was right for you to have already started the clock. Are you saying we're out of time already?
No, we're not out of time, though. No.
Okay, got it.
We got about 3.5 minutes left. All right.
Okay, go ahead, Arthur.
I just want to make 2 points. The first is that this change to the Articles of Incorporation, this is not the bylaws, it's the Articles of Incorporation, which you can see on our website. It has the original and then it has all the amendments over the years. Is totally non-consequential. It basically says if the organization never dissolves, the money doesn't go to anybody else. It goes to some other nonprofit. That's it. None of the assets of the corporation shall inure to the benefit of anybody, any individual. And it's fairly standard language. It doesn't change anything about our corporation at all. And so that's number one. And it was passed on October. It was passed on October 20. It was also passed, actually, I believe, in June 2020. We kept trying to see if there was ways to get this through without going to court. Second is the process under our bylaws to amend the Articles of Incorporation is a 2/3 membership vote. And which would cost us about $75,000 to do, and probably start a debate over what secret hidden meaning is there in Ur or whatever people wanted to get into. But mainly because it would cost $75,000, we went to court. Now, and I'll say that over a beer sometime, we can talk about why the court case probably costs more than the referendum would have cost. But, the court basically said we could pass the change in the articles just by passing it at the LSB and at the PNB and at the same month having it passed by all of the LSBs by the 2/3 vote required in the constitution, by the bylaws. So
Arthur, your time is up.
That's what we're dealing with.
Thank you, Arthur. I see Mr. Tatum's hand.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to ask Lydia a question because I know that, you know, this change in the corporation, Articles of Incorporation are required by law to have the dissolution clause. So my interesting question is, what if it gets voted down around the network? Then we still have to have that clause in our bylaws regardless, or else we're out of compliance with the corporation code.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is not about the corporate.
We got 15 seconds left on this item.
This is not about the corporation code, California corporation code, or the bylaws. It would simply mean that we would not be exempt from paying our property taxes. So it doesn't keep us from operating, but I can't imagine that the LSBs would not vote in favor of having our properties tax exempt. And then also, Madam Chair, I didn't read the motion itself, so yeah. I don't know if I should do it or if the Secretary should do it or if you want to do it. Somebody needs to actually read the motion and the amendment for the purpose of our listening audience.
That is correct. Go ahead. What I was going to say is reading the motion and voting, since we have to take a roll call vote, don't count in the 10 minutes, Lawrence. So we wouldn't need an extension of time unless
if someone has a question,
then we would need to extend time on this item.
Follow-up question from the parliamentarian to Lydia. I was speaking specifically about the dissolution clause, because that clause has to be in there by law. So I cannot imagine a scenario where that particular motion would be voted down. Even if it's voted down, you will still be out of compliance with the dissolution
clause. So if I may, the idea is there is a paragraph 8 already in our articles of incorporation. This, which I will read momentarily, this substitute language would be in compliance in ways that the original paragraph 8 is not, and would help us with this property tax exempt status. So it's not the case that we would not have a dissolution clause. It just wouldn't be an appropriate and correct dissolution clause.
Can I just add to that? So we had the dissolution clause we have is sufficient to qualify us under 501c3, to qualify us under California not-for-profit corporation law, but this franchise entity wants exact words. They want the exact words that they like. We said, isn't it dissimilar? It means the same thing. They said, no, we want the exact words. That's why we're stuck doing the exact words.
Lydia, I'll go ahead and read it is it important?
Yes, I was just going to say in the email, which is not on the agenda, it will be posted on the website. We do include the original language, the existing language, so that even if this were to fail, which I don't believe it would, it includes the California Revenue and Taxation Code that upon the liquidation, dissolution, or abandonment of this corporation, none of its properties shall inure to the benefit of any individual or private person, et cetera. So that part says the exact same thing, and as Arthur said, and that will be posted on the website. So we're not in danger of losing our status or anything of the sort. Anyway, that's it.
Thank you, Lydia. That's right. And Otis did already post this on the Pacifica website. So now I'm going to read the motion. Whereas the California Board of Equalization requires an amendment to Pacifica's Articles of Incorporation to qualify for property tax exemptions for all Pacifica-owned properties, moved that Article 8 of the Articles of Incorporation of this corporation be amended to read as follows. Roman numeral 8A. The property of this corporation is irrevocably dedicated to the charitable purposes set forth in Article 2 hereof, meeting the requirements for exemption provided by Section 214 of the Revenue and Tax Code. No part of the net income or assets of the organization shall ever inure to the benefit of any director, officer, or member thereof, or to the benefit of any private person. B. On the dissolution or winding up of the corporation, after paying or adequately providing for the debts, obligations, and liabilities of the corporation, the remaining assets of this corporation shall be distributed to such organization or organizations that is organized and operated exclusively for charitable purposes and that has established its tax-exempt status under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code and satisfies the requirements of Revenue and Taxation Code Section 214. That's the motion. Madam Secretary, Reporting Secretary, could you take a roll call vote? So the motion is to replace.
Madam Chair, has it been seconded?
Let's have a second.
Okay, who made the motion in the first place?
Well, I suppose I did.
Okay, I need that part.
Madam Chair, I'll request information, Lawrence.
Do you need a first? I'll make the motion if we don't have anyone else who identified.
Go ahead. Have Beth make the motion. That works. And Susan seconded. Lawrence.
Okay. So, thank you, Chair. I'd like to ask if this also requires a two-thirds vote.
That yes, it is true that this requires a two-thirds vote to pass. Thank you.
Okay. So, motion to amend the Articles of Incorporation. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Votes yes. Bert Cohen. Bert Cohen.
Bert, you're muted.
Yeah, I yes.
Gotcha. Votes yes. Jim Dingaman.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Don Goldmacher. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Did I hear a faint yes?
Yeah.
Okay, I will call that a yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes? I'm not hearing anything. I'll come back. Julie Hewitt.
I should vote last.
I'm sorry, you're right. Evelia Jones? No.
Yes.
Okay, unmute yourselves. Let's see, okay. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Pass. Abstain.
Abstains, okay. James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
No objection. I mean, yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam.
Yes.
Votes yes. Mark van Landuyt.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Lillies.
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay, I did not hear from Donna Grimes.
Madam Chair, do the new members know to star 6 in case the system mutes them? To unmute?
I don't know that for a fact. Donna, we can't hear you if you're trying to vote. Star 6 to unmute. Well, go ahead.
Hearing nothing. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 yes votes, 0 no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
Yes.
Okay, we have 20 yes votes and 0 no votes. The motion passes.
All right. So the next motion, which I'm happy to read unless someone else would like to read it or make it, but is a motion on voting on the same thing at the LSBs. I'll read the motion. Whereas the California Board of Equalization requires a revision to Pacifica's Articles of Incorporation in order to obtain property tax exemption for all of Pacifica's real estate properties. And whereas the Superior Court of California, Los Angeles, issued its judgment, which dispensed with the member approval and states that the amendment need to be approved by a vote of the board and delegates of Pacifica only. And whereas a two-thirds vote by station delegations is required to amend, station delegates is required to amend the Articles of Incorporation. And whereas the amendment to the Pacifica Foundation's Articles of Incorporations were voted on Thursday, February 3rd, 2022, move that the court stipulated vote by the station delegates shall take place on the following dates: February 9th, 2022, WPFW, WBAI, and KPFT. February 10th, 2022, KPFK. February 12th, 2022, KPFA. That's the motion.
So moved.
Thank you, Susan.
Madam Chair, this is...
Can I get a second first?
Yeah, second.
Second.
And who was that, Jim?
This is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead. Donna. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, perhaps someone would like to amend it to read the existing and amended text may be found at pacifica.org.
Oh, let's add a whereas clause that says whereas the amended and the existing and amended text can be found at pacifica.org. And let's add that whereas after the two-thirds vote whereas.
And so if a motion is needed to accept that amendment, I so move.
Thank you, Susan. A second?
I second.
Thank you, Sharon.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Am I audible? Because I just fell off the call.
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any objections to the amendment to the motion? Hearing none. Are there any this motion we do not need to vote on as a roll call vote. The LSBs need to do a roll call vote, but I can find out if there are any objections to this motion as amended. Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you.
Okay, Chair, we are tied for this item.
Got it. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is nominations of officers for the 2022 PNB. This is a 10-minute item. It is followed by a motion on election of officers, which is a separate five-minute item. Basically what I'm doing now, the motion on elections of officers that follows this item is, you know, sets up the process for how the vote would be conducted. But we need, you know, before we can take the vote, we need to have the nominations. And nominations, I will just say this out loud because it's in the, well, it says that the, hang on. No, it doesn't. Sorry. It's okay. Never mind. Here it is. Within the motion, it says that nominations for officers must be submitted to the Secretary Pro Tem by midnight Pacific Standard Time on February 3rd. That is today. So failing that, we need to take, but in addition to that, we need to take motions on the floor now for nominations for officers.
Vanessa asked to be recognized.
Vanessa, go ahead.
I believe you were previously nominated, Julie Hewitt, for chair. I reiterate that just in case it needs to be done again now.
Thank you.
Sharon to the floor.
Sharon, go ahead.
I believe Lawrence was previously nominated as well, and I'd like to nominate him again if necessary.
I was nominated chair. As chair, and Sharon, would you specify the office you're nominating Lawrence for? Thank you.
I'm sorry, I missed which office?
Vice chair.
Got it.
Chair Vanessa asked to be recognized again, please.
Yes, Vanessa.
I'd like to nominate Polina for secretary.
Thank you.
Chair, this is James.
James.
Have you recognized? I thought I heard Lawrence ask for your attention.
Oh, yes.
I want to be recognized after Lawrence if he wants to be recognized.
No, I don't want to be recognized. So I put my hand down. Thank you.
Go ahead, James.
Okay, I'd like to nominate Beth von Gunten for the vice chair position.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Susan.
I was previously nominated for vice chair by Teresa Allen. I accepted that nomination, so I just wanted to remind everybody of that.
Thank you, Susan.
Madam Chair, I'm requesting to be recognized.
Yes, Mark, please, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Darlene Pagano for secretary.
Thank you. Are there other nominations? All right. I'm not hearing anything. So let us move on to the next part of the agenda, which was the motion for on elections of officers for the 2022 PNB.
Madam Chair, Darlene has her hand up.
Oh, Darlene, please go ahead.
I think I just got a little overexcited, and I'm going to take my hand down. That was an error.
No, that's fair. Thank you.
Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
So the next item is, I believe, for 5 minutes. So we have resolved the nominations. Should I set the clock for 5 minutes?
Yes, I think so. We're moving on to the item, which is motion on elections of officers for the 2022 PNB.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lawrence. Would somebody like to read the motion or move the motion? I just suspect that you all might get sick and tired of my voice. Or I can do it. Keep us moving.
Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence. Yes.
Just to save your voice a little, do you mind if I defer to the recording?
We can have the recording secretary read it. Are you saying you're moving the motion, Lawrence, and you'd like Marianne to read it?
Yes, Chair.
Go ahead, Marianne.
This is item 5, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I prefer to be called Marianne.
Okay. Sorry.
Motion on election of officers for 2022 PNB. Whereas Article 9, Section 2 of the Pacifica Bylaws specifies that the board's chair, vice chair, and secretary, quote, shall be elected by the board at its annual meeting in January each year using the instant runoff voting method, close quote. And whereas for in-person meetings, Pacifica's parliamentary authority specifies that, quote, the chair appoints tellers to distribute, collect, and count the ballots and to report the vote, close quote. And I'm sorry, I'm going to drop the reference there. And whereas since the suspension of annual in-person meetings, the PNB has been conducting its officer elections via electronic mail, resolved that these officer elections shall be conducted via electronic mail with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and John P. Gary III serving as secondary ballot recipient and teller. Further resolved that nominations for officers must be submitted to the Secretary Pro Tem by midnight Pacific Standard Time on February 3, 2022, that all current serving directors are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or before February 5, 2022, and that the polls shall close on Wednesday, February 9, 2022 at 12 midnight Pacific Standard Time. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on these results. If for some reason Terry Goodman or John Gary are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair pro tem is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. Election ties are to be resolved and the final results declared by the person presiding at the next meeting of the board after the preliminary tally distribution. A director with good bandwidth can share a screen and flip coins via, and I'm not going to read the www there. The final results should be ratified by board vote. To facilitate these elections, after the adoption of this motion, the Secretary Pro Tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current Pacifica directors with email addresses, the names of the nominated candidates, and the offices to which they have been nominated, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. Whew. Okay, there you have it.
Thank you, Marion.
Second. I second the motion.
Thank you, Susan.
I'm sorry, who moved it in the first place?
Lawrence. Lawrence moved it.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Ron.
Yes, unless there's any objections to this motion, can we dispense with the motivation and just go to a vote or accept it by acclamation?
We can accept this motion by acclamation. Yes, that is correct.
No objection.
Are there any objections to this motion?
No objection.
Hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, folks, so just so you realize, that means that the ballots will get to you sometime on February 5th and will be due by midnight Pacific time, Wednesday, February 9th. All right? Go ahead, Darlene.
For those of us who were nominated from the floor, do we still have to submit something in writing?
No, you do not.
Thank you.
Yes. Actually, one of the things that we did, that I did anticipate is that people who were nominated could take a moment to say why they thought people should vote for them. And so, given that we've got a couple of nominations on the floor for vice chair and for secretary, if individuals are willing to or want to speak up on their behalf for a moment, we can do that. I would start with the vice chair, and I heard Lawrence nominated first. So Lawrence, that's just out of the evening, the order this evening. So Lawrence, would you like to say anything?
Madam Chair, this is Heather.
Heather, go ahead.
Could we have a time frame here for how long they can speak?
90 seconds.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Lawrence, would you like to say anything?
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. There's 35 seconds left. I'd like to defer, to either Susan Young or Beth first, and, I'd like to request to go after them, if that's okay.
All right. I have, Beth next. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, for, new members who don't know each other well yet, I'm a Pacifica listener for more than 40 years. I was elected to the KPFK LSB in 2019 for the first time. And that means I'm in my third year of my first term, LSB term, and my second year on the PNB. I have more than 40 years experience on nonprofit boards of various kinds, from very local neighborhood councils to national boards. I have extensive board governance and development training. I'm dedicated to bringing Pacifica back into good order. I have a track record of working across factional divides. That's a particular goal of mine. We've made a lot of progress in the last year, and I'd really like the opportunity to build on that. My experience within the Pacifica at the national level includes a year on the governance committee, including chairing the bylaws subcommittee formerly. This year I was elected to the National Finance Committee, the National Strategic Planning Committee, the National Development Task Force, which I've now been asked to chair, and the National Technology Task Force. That's in addition to my local committee commitments. I'd like to authorize the secretary to make available to any of the other members my phone number, all my contact information in case people
have. Your time is up. Sorry.
Questions. So thank you for your consideration.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Thank you, Beth. Susan Young.
I am Susan Young, KPFT listener, member, and candidate for vice chair. I ran for the LSB this year to save KPFT. Is that me making that noise?
No, go ahead.
Okay. To save KPFT, the only Pacific station in Red State. KPFT is homeless. In 5 years, we have had 8 general managers. We have stopped making central services payments from revenues. In 2021, we raised only half of the revenues needed to support our current operations. I know KPFT is just one of the burning challenges before this board and the new ED. I don't know whose fault all of this is, but I believe working together, we can rebuild KPFT and the rest of Pacifica. What is my faction? My faction is the pro-science, pro-democracy, pro-well-run meetings faction. Our audience votes with their ears and their dollars. We are losing them, and we need to get them back. Goodwill, fundraising, audience are my focus and the focus of our LSB. I believe all of us on this board are dedicated to inclusive governance and to the Pacifica mission of progressive community-based radio. I have 30 years of experience in investment banking, nonprofit management. I was 3 years chair of the local station board. I've been served previously on the Pacifica National Board. I look forward to working with all of the officers who were elected.
Thank you, Susan. Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair, and I'd like to thank my colleagues for postulating themselves. And also, I'd like to request that the Secretary provide my contact information, my phone number, to my new colleagues on the board, and I am open to receiving phone calls. So I again started my life journey as a participant of the Black Panther Breakfast Program and the after-school program in Harlem, New York. And that impacted me in regards to serving humanity and serving all communities. I'm presently a mental health social worker, for the county. I am currently, the chair of the social workers chapter for my union. I'm also a member of the executive board. I also, serve on the board, that provides reentry, jobs and reintegration of formerly community justice involved individuals. I have served on the Pacifica National Board twice. I'm a worker bee. I have been the chair of the PNB Governance Committee. I was the chair of the Elections Committee. I have been on the Audit Committee. I have been on the Coordinating Committee. I was chair pro temp for a time when when we were challenged and we were going through a lot of stuff, in regards to that. And, I serve on the board. Thank you, Chair. If I could just have 15 seconds.
Finish your sentence.
Thank you. And thank you, Timekeeper. So that's why I postulated myself, because I have reached out to many people. I don't leave no stone unturned. I practice my mother's motto that you can ask for anything, just be prepared for the answer. Thank you. So I ask for your support.
Thank you, Lawrence. And now we would move on to the secretary candidates. Susan, you're raising your hand.
Yes, I just wanted to ask that the secretary also provide my contact information.
Absolutely. Thank you all for being willing to chat with people. And so now we have two candidates for secretary, and the first one is Polina Vasiliev.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Polina Vasiliev. I'm a staff delegate at KPFK, and I've been the national board secretary since mid-2020. Besides the secretarial duties that I perform, which with the help of the recording secretary are the minutes, plus serving on the coordinating committee, and I also, well, in all the other obviously duties that the secretary does, I also stream these meetings. I've been trained and equipped, if you like, by Otis McClay to do that. So that's another function that I do that is not part of the secretarial duties, but nevertheless I do that, and I hope that I get along with everybody. I think that I work across so-called factional lines, and I you know, for those of you who know me, I'm approachable and flexible, so I hope to be able to continue serving on in this capacity. Thank you.
Great, thanks, Polina. And Darlene, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Darlene Pagano. I'm from KPFA. I'm the staff rep to the PNB. The secretary provides service to the board and to the members and to all the units of Pacifica. And I take that very seriously. I'd really like to see our written materials given out in a timely manner. A board packet should be available to everyone for the meetings, and also that the minutes be posted in a timely manner. I am so grateful to the board that you have a recording secretary whose duties are separate from the board secretary, because, well, thank heavens, that's all I have to say. So providing service to the board is a first level, but also to the units of Pacifica, that's the LSBs, to be more in communication with understanding and keeping up with what happens on the board, because that's what's going to happen to the units. And even to the listeners in Pacifica, to encourage more interest in what the board does, and having, you know, the board has created access to those meetings.
Time.
And my bona fides can go out with the statement as well. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Chair,
yes, Lawrence.
To make, Chair. Thank you. Usually it's usually standard practice for nominees to accept their nominations. I don't know if that's, maybe you could go around the queue and ask the nominees if they accept the nominations. It's, well, obviously that they do, but just to make a phone.
Madam Chair, may I respond to that?
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
Silence means acceptance. If someone is nominated and they don't say anything, that means they accept it. If they don't want the nomination, it's important for them to say, I decline.
I'll give folks, although I think they all just spoke on their behalf, which suggests that they wouldn't say, I decline. But I'll
Thank
take,
you,
I'll pause 5 seconds just in case anyone wants to say, I decline. Okay.
I was more talking about, silence means consent to serve. That's what I meant.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. All right. Thank you all. Thank you all, the nominees, for being willing.